Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Up There Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, May 6th. We started off with the grains, corns, July corns down 7.5, beans are down 12 cents, wheat's down a penny and a quarter. We've come back 14, 15 cents off the lows in beans. We've come back more than 5 to 6 cents off the lows in the corn. The wheat's rallied more than a dime, or almost a dime anyway. So we opened up the lows, and we've been trying to recoup some of these losses since then. Kansas City wheat actually traded higher here. The meal got pretty close. It was only down about 50 cents at one point. We're back down a buck and a half right now. But obviously the presidential tweet saying that if we don't get something solid by Friday with a trade deal with China, he's going to pose 25% tariffs on another $200 billion worth of goods. That put the Dow Jones down 500 overnight. Right now, the Dow's come back over 300 points. It's only down 196 points at the moment. So is the president going to come out and say, well, you know what, guys, if it looks good on Wednesday, then we won't put anything on? Who knows what this guy's going to do? He seems to change his mind every other day on what he's going to do in so many different arenas. It's hard to keep track of really where he's at. All I know is this doesn't help the American farmer out here at all. At any rate, we've got decent weather around a lot of the Midwest today, but it's going to start raining tonight, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday again. That may be what's trying to bring back this market a little bit here, are the rains that are forecast. We're going to get crop progress tonight. We should show improvements in corn and beans, but I still think we're going to be well behind the five-year averages. We've got the supply and demand report at the end of the week. I can't imagine we're not going to see bigger numbers in the carryouts, not only in the U.S., but in the world as well. The South American crops look like they're going to be awful huge out here. That's going to add to the worldwide problem and the glut of grains out here. You know, if we do get a trade deal, the market will rally. If we don't get this trade deal, if the Chinese walk out of these deals, I can't imagine we're not going to push these markets even lower yet. We made a new contract low on the beans. Let's take a look at the corn. The corn didn't make a new contract low. We missed it by about 4 cents, but obviously this is pretty bad action. New contract low in the bean oil, new contract low in the meal, but it's trying to put in a spike up here and maybe a little bit of a key reversal. But, you know, by the time we get to the end of the week, you know, it's going to be a matter of the heavy rains versus the bigger carryouts, in my opinion. Funds are still heavily short, 300,000 contracts of corn, about a record number of beans, probably close to 200,000 contracts of beans after today. So, you know, we had an opportunity to rally this thing, but the president's tweet just quashed it. Now, hopefully he changes his mind, comes out with something positive, and the market rallies again. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.